back in 1997, when I first heard you on with Art and Linda Moulton Howe talking about Corso, which we're going to spend most of the night doing so tonight, it was riveting. I mean, the story was riveting. How did you come to meet Corso?
I met Corso, it's so roundabout. In fact, in this issue of the magazine, in the October issue of UFO Magazine, I talk about that. And I met Corso because I was working with a motion picture company at the time, looking to do a story, and Corso was a consultant, on MIAs in Vietnam. And Corso was, he was on the staff handling Little Switch, Big Switch at the end of the Korean War. He'd been on MacArthur's staff during the war. And he was the person who was testifying before the Dornan subcommittee of the House of Representatives, Bob Dornan's committee, on the POWs that we left behind in Vietnam. And he was the point man for Eisenhower in 1953, and basically was the person that Eisenhower told that he knew that we were leaving troops behind in Korea and in China and in the Soviet Union, F-86 Sabre jet pilots specifically, and that Ike was signing off on it. And Corso dropped a bombshell when he said that to the Dornan committee, and everybody was screaming, who is this crazy old guy? What does he know? He's a right-wing fanatic, blah, blah. You can imagine.
Oh, sure.
And so they did a frantic search through the National Archives to find the document that Corso said existed, and it wasn't there. And the fires got stoked up. This was back, I think, in 1995. And the fires were really getting stoked up until the one place they hadn't looked turned out to be the place where the document was sitting. It was in the Eisenhower Library. And that's where they found this presidential finding in which Eisenhower signed off on troops that we knew would never come home. And in fact, they were living and breathing in Korea into the 90s, into the 1990s. And on the document in Ike's handwriting, it said, pass to Corso. And suddenly this obscure person, who also said there were two Lee Harvey Oswalds at a time when nobody would listen to him, became the lead story on Time and Newsweek magazine. And so we brought him in, not to talk about UFOs, who knew? We brought him in to talk about what was going on in Korea and what the policy was. And he kept on dropping these bombs about different secret programs the U.S. ran, such as using the U-2s as decoys over the Soviet Union to get them to fire their anti-aircraft missiles. I mean, he was just a wealth of information. So we're talking, and he leads us to the Kennedy assassination. He worked for Senator Richard Russell.
Yes.
And he leads us to the Kennedy assassination, told us some mind-boggling stuff about various players who were in the loop that the Warren Commission knew, told us about the conversation that LBJ and J. Edgar Hoover had in the Oval Office the day after LBJ came back from Dallas, in which Hoover said to LBJ, you know, Mr. President, we did find another Lee Harvey Oswald, and the CIA knows about it. And LBJ hushes him and says, yes, I know about that too. Let's not talk about that to Dulles. And Dulles was on the commission. And I'm telling you, so LBJ is implicated in a cover-up to conceal the identity of what really happened to the death of a president. And so is the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the United States. Corso talks about this. The room is silent. And we're all set in this movie company group. I mean, to be blunt, this is Hollywood, and we are literally sharpening our knives and forks. We just see these movies just laying themselves out across the table like a smorgasbord. And then Corso says, oh, yes, and this is all after I handle the Roswell file at the Pentagon. Well, everybody, we just look at each other. Shut the camera off, because we're videotaping
yeah.
him. Shut the camera off, and we basically get the 25-minute pitch on what do you mean the Roswell file at the Pentagon. And Corso unravels a story that, I mean, by now everybody knows it, but he just goes on and on and on and comes back the next day and drops a series of workbench notes on the table, and that will become Dawn of a New Age. And he just tells a story, and we were in rapt attention. And there are hours and hours of this on videotape. Some of them turned up, by the way, in the Day After Roswell documentary that was on the History Channel. But that was a smidgen, a tip of the iceberg. So he really told an incredible story, some of which he couldn't even reveal some of the names. And that's how the book started.